Blue Ash. Three poems for John Coltrane and Rashid Ali in nine parts. One. Three. What bars? Interviews. Positions open. Nesting in the cliffs of sound. Two. Chords. Statues. Practice gestures. Moments. Issues. Distance. Bells melting. Three. High time. Debating society. No more composed audiences. Ink brush. Percush. Four. The way beyond order. Going light on silence. Ascending. No more scaling. Five. Oh, the invoice. The prisoner's radical departure. Emptying. Self-sand. Six. Refusing to stay stuck in jam. The Supreme Court, unrolling America's thunder. Seven, wind chime bebop, God's posthumous release, undone time. Eight, music incidental to the stars, power nowhere near enough. Jazz, black flag. Nine. In the beginning was the rest. Held keys, blue ash. Revelation, the image of reality. Blue Ash is an attempt to pay tribute to one of my favorite albums, Interstellar Space. Through both a meditation on my own responses to the music, the images the sounds have suggested over the years, and an engagement with some of the writing inspired by the record, for example, Ben Ratliff's fine 2007 study, Coltrane, The Story of a Sound. Ratliff describes Interstellar Space as almost a monastic record, with each piece beginning and ending with bells shaken by Coltrane. It is also, though, a record that shakes as much as soothes the listener, encompassing, quote, a range of expression, from hard, fragmentary phrases to flowing downward 12-note scales played so fast and articulated so clearly, they give you the physical sensation of the floor dropping out from under you. Which reminds me of a phrase Coltrane used, I can't find or remember where, to describe the vertiginous sensation he would sometimes get beginning a solo. It's like, he said, walking into an empty elevator shaft. A lot of beautiful things, however fragmentary, can emerge from such an emergency. Because if you can't calm down to safety anymore, you can still calm up. Opt for ascension. In the atomic age, humanity is facing an unparalleled existential emergency. Certainly, for real, the floor has dropped out from history. And I feel it as a synchronicity that Joe is posting this recording on August 6, Hiroshima Day, the 78th anniversary of what a survivor of the bombing, Setsuko Furlow, has described simply as feeling to her 13-year-old self on that perfect blue morning that turned suddenly to ash, as, quote, the beginning of the end of the world. Unless, of course, we opt to ascend to a place of safety, non-nuclear peace, compassion and cooperation, the long-promised land prophesied and visited by Coltrane, Pharoah Sanders, the Eitheler brothers, and many other jazz musicians. The bomb haunts everything I write, and it's there, looming in blue ash. But so is the possibility, glimpsed in the music, of resisting its evil, of unrolling America's thunder, dispelling the storm cloud that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The power that is nowhere near enough to deliver a human, humane future, but more than powerful enough to destroy any future at all.